guess what day it is.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
It's Best of Elves Podcast.
That's like the coolest thing I ever heard.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're all having a good day. Thanks for joining me one more time on Pastor Adam's podcast, devotional thing, whatever you want to call it, on this wonderful, lovely Wednesday. Could be, I don't know what time it is right now that you're watching this. Whatever day it is, it's beautiful, right? Right. Glad you agreed. So this week is, it's finally hit me that I'm in the busiest of all busy seasons, you know. We haven't hit Thanksgiving yet, but already I am past Thanksgiving, on to Christmas. I got a float that I'm trying to finish up for the Christmas parade coming up December 7th. We have a candlelight memorial I got to take care of some stuff in. I have a high school orchestra coming in here for a program that I got to worry about because I haven't heard from them yet. Advent starts a week from Sunday. Got to get that wrapped up. In the meantime, trying to finish our new website here. And I just feel like there's a mountain of things that I need to accomplish and not very much time. So, a little overwhelming right now. I can say that. But not too overwhelming that I ignore reading the Word of God. So I started reading Nehemiah yesterday. And that's kind of where the devotional is going to be coming from today. If you haven't read Nehemiah, you should. It's a good one. It like kind of highlights prayer, leadership, humbling yourself, and all the good things that we can use in our lives. So before I get into the, you know, the main scripture, I wanted to give you kind of a background of what's happened. Jerusalem was attacked by the Babylonians and the walls were destroyed and the gates set afire. And then hearing this news, Nehemiah felt like this unbelievable sense of grief and was given, you know, this prayer burden. And now you might be asking, what's a prayer burden? I'm glad you asked because that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So let's jump right in to Nehemiah 1, 4 through 6. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes be open to the prayer of your servant that has prayed before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins where Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. So, in this prayer that he gives to the Lord, he felt a heavy burden. Like, have you ever felt a heavy burden on your heart? Like a weight that you couldn't shake off no matter how much you tried? I have. Maybe it came to you as a thought about the struggles of someone else, a friend's crisis, a family member's pain. Maybe even a challenge going on in your church. And this is kind of what we always refer to as a prayer burden. It's the deep, you know, aching awareness that something is wrong in your world, in someone else's life, maybe in the body of Christ, the church. And you sense God calling you to intercede or intervene on their behalf. Just recently had this. Like my daughter Gianna had a rough night last week, and her roommates were being very awful to her. And so the next morning I texted, I didn't hear from her. And then I texted again and again and again, like throughout the morning, still hadn't heard from her. And I just started to get this feeling that something wasn't right. So I'm prayed constantly. Called my wife, texted her, she's calling, nobody could get a hold of her. And then finally I was like, well, I have to intervene in this, so I'm just going to go to Columbia and see if everything's okay. Now, luckily she finally texted back later in the, like right before noon, and I didn't leave, but that's the feeling. Like you have this burden, this prayer that you've been praying and nothing's happening. You feel like you got to make something happen. So that's what I'm talking about. So Nehemiah, he experienced this kind of burden after he learned the terrible, dire condition of Jerusalem, a city dear to God's heart. And upon hearing the news, Nehemiah's heart sank. And he sat down and he wept and he mourned and he fasted. And it was as if the weight of Israel's suffering was placed upon him. And that's what kind of a prayer burden feels like. The grief of another, the weight of a need, or the sorrow and brokenness becomes your own of whatever's happening. You feel it in your spirit and it kind of stirs something up within you that compels you to pray and pray hard. But also, here's the thing about prayer burdens. They don't just weigh us down. They come with, I guess you can call it, baggage. And what do I mean by that? Well, when we feel something is wrong, we feel that worry kind of consume us, we feel the fear, or we want something to change in whatever issue, struggle, or tragedy that you're dealing with, I'd assume most of us stop, pray for God to fix this problem. That's what we're asking for. And if we're honest, we probably want God to fix the problem right away, and we want Him to be the one to fix it. But the baggage that I'm kind of referring to is quite often God uses us to fix them. And that means we have to, do something about the thing that we're asking God's help for. You know, so in my example earlier, my thing was I was going to drive an hour and a half to Columbia to see if my daughter was okay, if everything was okay. I didn't want to go to Columbia to go do it, but I knew that's what I was going to have to do if I didn't hear from her. So it required action. You see, Nehemiah has this heavy grief, prayer burden, and God heard him. But God didn't just snap his fingers and rebuild Jerusalem. No, he sent Nehemiah to rebuild it. God got Nehemiah involved in fixing and answering his prayer. So just as God uses Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, he often calls us to be active participants in his work of restoration. Prayer burdens are not just to be felt, they are to be carried as well. They often require us to be part of the solution. Nehemiah didn't simply pray and wait for God to act. God used him to rebuild what had been broken. When we pray, God may reveal to us that that we are the ones that he intends to use to meet that very need we're praying about. And that can be scary because we aren't often qualified to fix those problems. Although, if we read Galatians 6:2, it tells us, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. The verse doesn't just mean listening to someone's pain or acknowledging their struggle, which I think we all probably do a pretty good job of, but it calls us to carry the burden with them, to shoulder the weight that they can't carry themselves. But in my research on this topic, I found this. And I love the way that this is put. All right, so it says, when God places a prayer burden on your heart, it's an invitation to join him in his redemptive work. I don't know who wrote that. It was just, there was no quote, but I found that online. I thought that was really good. So we get to join God in making a difference in the world. And I think about this in a practical, what if Jesus just showed up at your house today? He said, hey, I need your help to do something. Are you going to say no? Doesn't matter what it is. Are you going to say no? Absolutely not. You're going to be out the door probably before he finishes asking you for help. I mean, I hope that's the case at least. But when we're dealing with a prayer burden, We are to pray fervently, but also take action as he leads. And it's easy to see a need and think somebody else is going to handle this. But God may be prompting you to step into that gap. Maybe it's offering practical help, providing counsel, or being a source of encouragement to those in need. But if we look at Nehemiah, he didn't just sit there, lament the ruined city and was sad about it and pray about it, then move on. He followed God, rolled up his sleeves to rebuild Jerusalem. And we got to go that extra mile like he did. And speaking of that extra mile, in Matthew 5:41, Jesus teaches us, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. And this is a call to radical love and sacrifice, especially when it comes to helping others. When we take on the burden of others, we're not just called to do the bare minimum. We're called to go that extra mile. And if someone asks for help, give them more than what they expected. And if you're interceding and prayer, pray not just for the relief or restoration and transformation. If there is a situation requires action, do it, but do it with an attitude of happiness and gladness, not one of obligation. Because let's use the love that Christ has poured out into us to put into that situation. I know we've all been in situations where we've done things where we didn't really want to. And you could read it on our face and on our voices that, you know, we don't really want to be there. We're doing it, but I don't want to be there. How many times you help move a friend and or your family and you're like, you didn't even pack this truck? Whatever. Let's just get this done. I've been there. Going the extra mile isn't always easy. And it's also often accompanied by discomfort. But the blessing and going beyond is what we need to participate in God's work on it so we can do it on a deeper level. Nehemiah just didn't just pray about the problem. He became part of God's answer to it. And when we carry the burdens of others, we too become instruments of God's grace and mercy. And when we do bear these burdens, we have to remember that we're not alone in this process. In James 5:16, we're encouraged to confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Prayer has the power to heal not only the person being prayed for, but also the one praying. It brings us closer in alignment with God's will and allows his peace to guard our hearts. And then in Philippians 4:6-7, it reminds us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. When the weight of prayer burden feels overwhelming, remember that God invites you to, you know, bring it to him, lay it at his feet with thanksgiving, trusting that his peace will guard your heart, even in the midst of uncertainty. And that is not something I say that's easy, because it's definitely not. The burden may still be there, but laying it at his feet, trusting in him, should take some of that weight off of you. When we entrust the one who's able to carry all things. So that's really what I had today, that little nugget from Nehemiah. So it's a pretty short one today. Yeah, this is a short podcast devotional. This is more like a regular devotion rather than a podcast. What else can I talk about to extend things here? I really don't have anything else to really talk about that's interesting at all. It's been a low, interesting side comment story week, I guess you can say. So, anyways, you have a good one, and I'll catch you next Wednesday.